climbs the third step, he says, Ameen. Hawa radiallahu anhu had never witnessed anything like this before. So once the sermon, he had delivered the sermon, the Prophet was asked by the Sahaba Kiram, O Rasulullah, we witness you do something today we've never seen you do before. So he says, O my companions, as I was climbing the pulpit, the mimbar, as I was climbing, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to me. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam made three badduas, three curses. And as he made the first curse, I also agreed with him and I also joined that baddua and I said, Ameen, let it be so. And when he made the second baddua, I said, Ameen, let it be so. And when he made the third baddua, I also said, Ameen, and that dua as well. SubhanAllah. As we hear these badduas, let us first make dua to Allah, O Allah, do not make us from the recipients of this baddua. And number two, let us ensure that practically we are doing things to ensure that we do not become deserving and worthy of this baddua of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because, let me tell you something, there is no doubt in this baddua being accepted. Do you know why? Where was this dua made? In the blessed house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Where? Right by the mimbar of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Which masjid? Most probably Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibah alfu salatu wa salam. And who's making the baddua? The most innocent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. You know they say when the more we sin, the less chances are du'as to be accepted. But when you have someone like Jibreel alayhi salam, who is ma'soom, when you have someone like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is ma'soom, who is the greatest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can it be the most beloved of Allah makes the du'a and is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the greatest of angels, Jibreel, is making this baddua. The greatest of prophets, most beloved to Allah, Habibullah, is also making this baddua. So how can there be any doubt in this baddua being accepted? SubhanAllah. First baddua. Jibreel alayhi salam says, O Prophet of Allah, may that person be destroyed who, in his presence, your blessed name is taken and he does not even send salutations upon you. SubhanAllah. That man zukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayya, that my name is taken, Muhammad, Rasulullah, Nabiullah, Khatamul Anbiya, Sayyidul Rusul. His name is taken. Whenever we hear his name, the ishq, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam demands that whenever we hear his name, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bare minimum, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers, alhamdulillah, so many different masjids I go to, and when we start the bayan, we all say, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. This is the verse of the glorious Quran. 80% of the congregation will just sit there. And then I, like I did to you as well, I prompt the brothers and I say, bye, pray Durood Sharif. Then maybe, even after, if I send the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit there, as dumb, they can't speak. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Where's your love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know what he said? He said, Al-Bakhil. He said, the stingy person. Is not he, when Chad bin Heath must have had a community iftar, he didn't bring a tiffin with him. He's not a stingy one. He's a little bit stingy. But what you will bring freebies for? Bring a little bit something to the dastakhan, inshallah. Unless obviously Akhtar Bhai said, don't bring anything. Because mashallah, he wants to feed everyone. Different story. But anyway, he said, Bakhil is not that person that every time we go to the shop, this one never pays. Today I said, I'll treat everyone. Tomorrow he'll treat everyone. Next day he'll treat everyone. This guy, whenever it's time to pay, he walks out of the shop. He's stingy as well, but not as stingy as this person who the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. You get some stingy people, they don't spend on their family members. They'll spend hundreds and thousands in the masjids and digging wells and doing this and doing that, but they can't spend on their family members. And you get those miserly people as well, they can't spend on themselves. Hands are tight, pockets are tight, stitched together, subhanAllah. Only one-way traffic, nothing comes out of them. Hey, your name. They're stingy as well. But they're not as stingy as this person who we're about to mention, subhanAllah. Then you get those stingy people. All these years when they were small, young, couldn't even help themselves, their parents spent on them, spent on them, spent on them. And then you get to my age where you settle down and you have a nice job, mashallah. But even then, only one-way traffic. Mom, dad, Eid, no time, no money to spend on their parents, subhanAllah. Arabai, gifts are not given to people who maybe they're poor or something, go and give gifts to your parents. Go and book holidays for your parents. Say, Mom, Dad, come on, I want to take you on a holiday. Mom, Dad, I want to take you out to eat somewhere today. But mashallah, especially British children, very stingy. Why are you not nodding your heads? Oh, mashallah, very... Huh? Let's go contact your parents and we find out, when's the last time you gave a gift to your parents, by? And we see how stingy you are. But even you're not as stingy as who the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. He says, Al-Bakhilu man dhukirtu indahu falam yusalli alayhi. He said, the real stingy person is he that despite all the sacrifices I made for you, despite the deen that I've passed on to you, despite all the struggles that I've had to go through for you, despite, you know, the virtue that you have received due to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his name is mentioned, you can't even say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In all those other examples, it's costing you something. Yeah? Does it cost anyone to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Does it burn your energy to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam? But what's the problem? The ishq of iman has died out. The ishq for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has died out. That's why so many times you will hear his name, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you don't get the tawfiq to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what did Jibreel alayhi salatu wasallam say? O Prophet of Allah, may that person be destroyed who hears your name, but he doesn't feel compelled to say, to send salutations and peace upon you. Number one. Number two, he said, Ba'uda man adraka abawayhi inda al-kibar ahadahuma aw kilayhima. May that person be perished and destroyed and finished who finds his parents in old age, either both of them or one of them, and he does not serve them enough that he can earn his jannah. Subhanallah. Yani parents who, like I said, when we were nothing, they turned us into something. When we were unable to do anything, they did everything for us. Now they are at that age when they need our company. They need our good companionship. They need our help. I better take me to the hospital. Better go get my medicine from... Oh, I don't have time, sorry. You call the next brother. Call the next brother. Join the queue. Tell our parents, you join the queue. I'm not going to pick up. Call the next person. Call them. We make our parents suffer in silence. We treat our parents in such a manner that we've made them fearful to even say anything to us now. How many parents suffer in silence today? Subhanallah. So the Prophet ﷺ, Jibreel alayhi salam said, O Prophet of Allah, that person should be destroyed. He has his parents. He's able to serve them, but he doesn't serve them enough that he earns his jannah. Rasulullah ﷺ said, Ameen. Now coming back to our point about Ramadan. I said, Ramadan is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we have to perform well in Ramadan. You know, people say Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Mubarak. Where Ramadan Mubarak anyway? The question is, have you made it Mubarak for yourself? Have you done enough that Ramadan is blessed for you? Ramadan is a blessed month anyway. Whether you do ibadat or not, Ramadan is going to remain blessed. Allah Ta'ala has made it blessed. But the question is, have you made it blessed for yourself? Because for many, Ramadan is actually a punishment. Because they don't perform. So what did the Prophet, what did Jibreel alayhi salam say? Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. May that person be destroyed who finds the month of Ramadan, yet he doesn't find the maghfirah and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Meaning, he doesn't do anything to attract the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May that person be destroyed. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ameen. Yes, let it be the case. Let that person be destroyed. Subhanallah. So my dear brothers, day 16 today. Think, go back, January, go back, December. 2-3 months prior to Ramzan, what were we saying? Oh, Ramzan's coming up. I need to get this out of the way. I need to get that out of the way. Because Ramzan's coming up. Meaning, because I need to perform in Ramadan. I need to be in fifth gear, sixth gear in Ramadan. I don't want it to be that Ramzan comes and I'm still doing this and that and running behind this and that. Hustle, bustle. No. I want to be free. I want to be ready. I want to be mentally ready. I want to be physically ready. I want to be practically ready. But Ramadan came now. One day went by, 2 days went by. Many of us were saying, yeah, it's still beginning, isn't it? I'm still warming up. Yeah, I've just entered the gym. Or I've just got my membership right now. Huh? And 2 days later, I'll go. 3 days later, I'll go. 5 days went by. 10 days went by. Subhanallah. Half of the Quran was completed in Taraweeh. Yesterday, 18 sifaras were completed in Taraweeh. Today, day 16. How much have we done? How many of us have still struggled to read one sifara a day? Shahru Ramadan is Shahru Quran. شهر رمضان الذي فيه أنزل فيه القرآن. Did you know the word Ramadan has only been mentioned once in the glorious Quran? The word Ramadan has only been mentioned once in the glorious Quran. And when Allah Ta'ala described the month for Ramadan, He said, "Alladhi." How did He describe the month? He said, "Did He say this is that month for everyone's going to be fasting? This is the month when you should be giving iftari to everyone. This is the month when you're going to be spending 20 rakats in Taraweeh." He said, "No. It's a shahru Ramadan is alladhi fihi unzila fihi al-Quran." Ramadan is that month in which the Quran was revealed. Subhanallah, brothers. I was born and bred in Newham, Forest Gate, Manor Park. Okay, and when we were young boys, 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old, may Allah reward my father, he used to take us to the masjid with him. Many fathers don't even do that anymore. Many fathers can't be bothered. You know, many fathers of today are so lazy, so selfish. Yeah, they just want the wives to do everything for the children. They don't want to do anything. They can't even be bothered, yeah, to, you know, understand that it's my, I brought this child into this world through the order of Allah. Allah has used me to bring this child into this world. It's my responsibility to upbring him. Not do I just need to give him physical nourishment, I need to give him spiritual nourishment as well. How many fathers don't do that? But anyway, we used to go to the masjid, brothers. And normally like this, after Asr, there used to be a short bayan. And you know what? You would look from one corner of the masjid, and you would look all the way around like that. You would see everyone just doing one thing. Everyone would have a Quran in their hands. You never had these smartphones to have the Qurans on the phones them days. Everyone would have a Quran in their hand, and everyone would be reciting the Quran, subhanAllah. And we were madrasa kids. When we would come back from Ramadan, after Ramadan, we would go back to madrasa. Ustad would ask, "How many Qurans did you complete? How many?" And every child would say, "Ustad, I done 2 Qurans. Ustad, I done 3 Qurans. Ustad, yeah." Meaning the average was like 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3. Now a time has come. Forget seeing people reading Quran. You don't even see people in the masjid anymore. Number one. And number two, if they're there, then they have, mashallah, the mobile phone in their hand, if they're lucky. Or they're just leaning against the wall saying, "Come on, man, bear long today, man. Time's taking your time's ticking too slowly today. What's going on, man? What's cooking today, man?" These are the discussions that are taking place. SubhanAllah. And we've now reached an era where after Ramadan, if we were to ask each other, many people will say, "Yeah, you know, I did start reading Quran, but I didn't manage to complete it." And it's shocking. It's shocking. That in our days, alhamdulillah, in the days of Masa, everyone would at least complete 1 Qur'an, 2 Qur'ans, 3 Qur'ans, depending, even those people who wouldn't read Qur'an out of Ramadan, Ramzan, ek khatam to karte, minimum. If we were to ask people right now, how many people have read 16 so far, because day 16 today, many of us would have to keep our hands down. We have to look down in shame, or we have to pretend you don't understand what question I'm asking. Oh, no English. It's a gunna brega. No English, sorry, Imam Sahib. This sentence, no English. Is that enough? Food, full English. Huh? Oh, HMC, full English, no problem. We know what H means, M means, C means. Quran, how much every day? You can tell your child 100 times, better read Quran. But as long as, until he doesn't see you having that relationship with the Quran, these words mean nothing. Words, actions speak louder than words. So day 16, ask ourselves, where have you reached in the Quran? We made a target, I'm going to read 3 sifaras every day. Have you been doing this consistently? Yes, no, these are questions we have to ask ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, the time I was spending on social media before Ramadan, have I cut down? We're supposed to go to zero, decrease it completely, but chalo, maybe I get a bit lazy, maybe I get a bit bored sometimes, I go on social media. Are you still doing the same things you used to do before Ramadan? The evil habits you had before Ramadan, have you left them? The same foul language you're using before Ramadan, you're still using it in Ramadan? The same bad nazri and the, you know, looking towards haram outside of Ramadan you are doing, you're still doing it in Ramadan? The same music you were listening to before Ramadan, you're still doing it in Ramadan? These are the kind of questions we need to ask ourselves now, subhanAllah. And we need to tell ourselves now, Ramadan is now coming to an end. And there were people who were with us last Ramadan. They are not with us this Ramadan, subhanAllah. I have no guarantee I'm going to make it to another Ramadan as well. Do you know how valuable Ramadan is? And when you die and you leave this world, then you'll realize how valuable Ramadan was. Sheikh Ibn al-Jawzi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he said, Allah Ta'ala sent an inspiration to me. And he goes, I believe so firmly in his inspiration that he took qasam by Allah and he said, Tallahi, I take qasam by Allah. What? He said, I have got this inspiration. لَوْ قِيلَ لِأَهْلِ الْقُبُورِ تَمَنَّوْا. He says, if the people of the graveyard were told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hypothetically, that do you have a wish? Make a wish and I'll make it come true. Do you have a dua that you want to come? Make a dua, I'll make it come true. You know what Ibn Jawzi says? He says that the people of the qabr would say, لَتَمَنَّوْا يَوْمًا مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Subhanallah. They would say, oh Allah, please give us life again. Send us back into this world again and give us one day of Ramadan. One day of Ramadan. Why? Because when they got to the akhirah, they realized that in one day of Ramadan, how much they are able to acquire. Our ulama say, the month of Ramadan is a blank check from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody gives you a blank check. When Chadwell Heath Masjid need to raise funds for the masjid, somebody will say, okay, I'll give you £2,000. I give you £1,000. Nobody will give them a blank check and say, however much money you need, you write on it here, take it, no problem. Unless you're poor like me, you've got nothing in your bank. I'm not poor, alhamdulillah, shalallahu shukri. But unless you're stingy like me, and you've got nothing in the bank, you know, say, hey, take my bank book. You're not going to get nothing from there anyway. But Allah Ta'ala, this is a blank check from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Okay, bye. It's up to you. You want to take 10 rewards from me, take it. You want to take 100 rewards from me, take it. You want to take 1,000 rewards from me, take it. Million rewards from me, take it. Billion, trillion, you count, it's up to you. However much you want to perform, here, the checkbook is there. As much as you perform, I will multiply, 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 and give you the reward for it, subhanAllah. The hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, message is that you do one deed in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it by 70, subhanAllah. But we're still lazy. We're still not pushing ourselves. So tell ourselves now, time is ticking away. I've only got another 14 days, maybe 13 days left of Ramadan. I don't know whether I'll make it to next Ramadan. Let me push myself, inshallah. Let me, you know, let me be confident. You know, I've done something. I've made that dua. You know, I've been making this dua. You know, I've made my sincere tawbah to Allah. I've been making these efforts. Inshallah, Allah has forgiven me this Ramadan. We should feel confident. Yeah, inshallah, I've done something where I can feel like, alhamdulillah, I've achieved something this Ramadan. I always say, brothers, you know, that look, don't get despondent. Yeah, don't think that Ramadan is only for the pious. Ramadan is for every single one of us. And for as long as we are moving one level up from where we were last year, we move up one level, inshallah, and we maintain that for the rest of the year, inshallah, then we will be successful, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make this Ramadan blessed for us. Make this Ramadan, you know, very, very fruitful for us. And may Allah ta'ala grant us a long life with afiyah, with good deeds. And may Allah ta'ala allow us to witness many, many more Ramadans in our lives. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Dua kar le. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وأنت على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار لا إله إلا الله نستغفر الله نسألك الجنة الفردوس ونعوذ بك من النار اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا مقبولا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا, رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. رب الناس أذهب الباس واشف أنت الشافي, لا شفاء إلا شفاءك, شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انقذ اخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر المسلمين المظلومين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انا نسالك من خير ما سالك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ, ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون, وسلام على المرسلين, والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Brothers, look, when I left my house I put it in the tom-tom and he said masjid is only 3 minutes away. I said wow, so our masjid is only 3 minutes away from you as well. So just like I took out time to visit you, you take out time to visit us inshallah. I'm the Al-Ihsan Academy opposite the Aldi, opposite the Gurdwara on the 7 Kings High Road. Alhamdulillah, we have our Musalla over there. 5 times Salah, Jummah takes place over there. You have your masjid here anyway, but Alhamdulillah, we also have loads of adults classes taking place over there as well. Look at this uncle over here, my good friend, Javed Bhai. Look, he's so old, but despite that, aapka jawan hai, theek hai, magar inko kya hua hoga aapko. Look, at this age, mashallah, every Tuesday night he comes to make his Quran sahih, mashallah. Read his Quran, to learn Quran with tajweed, mashallah. So we have classes for adults for Quran, we have classes for Islamic studies, more advanced level mix for our deen, my dear brothers. It can't be bas dunya, 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 work, investment, shares. We can't just live in all that all our lives. There's more to life than that, which is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like I've made effort to come here, you will also make effort to come there, inshallah. 785 High Road, inshallah, come. You know, your Akhtar boy over here, you're over there at the back. Akhtar, aapka naam hai na? Yes. What do they know you as? Boss? What do they know you as? What do they know you as? Akhtar boy? Akhtar's son, where is he? Shu'ib, oh, mashallah. He's my student. So I'm like the granddad for this masjid. Hey, Yane? I'm like the granddad for the masjid.
You don't look old enough to be granddad.
That's why I... Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, now my students... There was a time that I would go home and tell my mom, my student's getting married, make dua. The other day I went home and I said, mom, I've become a dada today, mashallah. Your son is only 10 years old? I said, no, alhamdulillah, some of my students, mashallah, they got married and they had children today as well, mashallah. So we've been in the area for some time, mashallah. So many of our students here, so many, nice to see so many familiar faces, mashallah. But you become strangers, like this uncle here. Kya hai? Taha? Ikram bhai, mashallah. Ye bhi humare achhe dost hai. Very nice to come here. Very nice to see you, though. I hope to see you all again, inshallah. Okay, jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm sure you're going to stay with us and do a star with us
today.
Next time. It's a big day. Next time. Next time. Next time. Next time. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Brother, is there anyone of our car? Is LB24UYE? It's a Ford. Right, I need you to move, please.